Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
You say,
yeah, yeah.
Believe it.
Yeah, yeah.
You say,
if you say, yeah.
You say,
believe
it.
Yeah.
You say,
I am who you say I am.
Yes,
I am who you say I am. Say,
I am who you say I am.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If he said it, I believe it. If he said it in his word, I believe it. I believe it. May not always come through like that, but like the man said when Yahushua healed his son, he said, I believe, but help my unbelief, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's with a lot of us. We believe, but we have that small sliver of doubt, right? The same thing if you have that faith, that small piece of faith, it can move mountains. You also have that small sliver of doubt, then you will not move nothing. You will not move nothing. So we pray, Abba, help my unbelief, right? Help my unbelief. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Before I get to talking and going on and getting into this lesson, let me just open up with a prayer, family. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tora Abba Yah, once again, for bringing us to the door of the Shabbat, Father. Thank you for that, Father. We thank you for all those who will take part of it, Father. We thank you for all those who are waiting for the Shabbat door to be open, Father, so they can lay down their burdens. They can just rest, Father, within your shalom, Father. So we thank you for that, Abba. We thank you for Yahushua for being the master of the Shabbat, laying his life down and giving us something to look forward to, that great Shabbat day, Father, when we all can turn in the twinkling of our eye. So we thank Yahushua for that, Abba Yah. Abba, want to ask and pray for all those who are listening, Father, that you keep their mind clear, have their hearts fertile, Father, have their minds ready to receive thy word, Father. And may I move out the way, Father, and you give forth your word, Father. Father, ask and pray for all those who are ailing, mental, physically, spiritually, Father, in any way, Father, that your will be upon their life, Father, to heal them, Father, that you touch them, Father, that you bring them up, Father, as you have brought our ancestors up and out of Mitzrayim, Father. Someone may be feeling down right now. Someone may be feeling discouraged, Father. Strengthen their heart, Father. Strengthen their mind, Father. Send a brother or sister their way to drop a word on them, Father. Let them know it's from you, Father. In Yahushua's holy and precious name I pray. Amen. Blessed are you, Yahushua, our mighty one, King of the universe, who have sanctified us with his commandments, took pleasure in us, and with love and favor gave us his holy Shabbat as a heritage, a remembrance of creation. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Shabbat. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shalom, family. I'm your brother, Ariel, here once again at Kol Elohim, bringing you Ibrit culture, Torah Abba for that. And we can continue our journey and to minister to society. We're in chapter 5 and in this journey that Abba had us on, minister to society. Prayerfully, we all been getting something, because I have been getting something out of it. And it's funny how Abba leads you throughout the week. And sometimes your spirit catch it, and then sometimes your spirit don't catch it until the end of the week, and you're able to reflect on your week and what you've been through. And you're like, oh, that's why I meant to that. Oh, that's why I looked at that. Oh, that's why that person said that. Oh, and as you're reflecting, now you see where Abba was in the midst of everything, right? He was in the midst of everything. And this, all of them had subtitles, right? We got the title Minister Society, right? We've been on the journey, Minister Society, but all of them had subtitles, which goes right along with the journey we've been on, right? It's like different chapters in this Minister Society that we've been on. And trust me, we ain't nowhere near it, and I believe I'm going to have to pick this up in 6 weeks. Yah willing. I will not jump ahead of that. But if he willing, and we have to change, it's his will, right? But if not, because I know we're not going to finish the thoughts that Abba has been giving me, you know. I know we're not this our journey. Well, we will, though. Yah willing. Again, we will. But this one right here, the subtitle will be, I Am Prophecy, right? I Am Prophecy. And let's hope and pray that by the end of this, we all can say that I am prophecy. I mean, us as individuals can say that I am prophecy, right? I am the part. I am what Abba spoke about thousands of years ago, right? Thousands of years. And they had a great conversation this past Shabbat with the brothers. Oh, I love when we chop it up like that. And I love when we chop it up. And I love when we don't always agree. But the goal is when we sit in there, we come to an agreement. As me and the brother, we sat after everybody went their way. We said they'd provide at least another hour, another 40 minutes, and kept on talking. But at the end of the day, we said, we're talking about the same thing. We ended up agreeing, right? And I love that as brothers and sisters, we can be able to do that. Scripture says iron sharpens iron. So we need those conversations, and we need that brother that always don't agree with everything you're saying. That way, he could be seeing something in the way, and I could be seeing something in the way, and the way he see it, he may shine a light bulb on how I see it, right? And give me a deeper understanding, or give him a deeper understanding in what we're both coming to, the truth of the word, right? Because that's how it's supposed to be. We want to come to the truth of Abba's word, right? The truth of it. And we, conversation, and especially with me, when they get some good conversations, when I pull off and I get in, then me and Abba get the chance to talk about it. We get the chance to converse about what we talked about, me and the brothers, and get to go through the word. And he's like, oh, well, go ahead. And you get, I'm quite sure all the brothers and sisters go through the same thing, several more thoughts. And you'd be like, oh, I wish I would have said this. Oh, I wish I would have said, oh, why these thoughts ain't coming? Because it wasn't time, right? It wasn't time for the multitude of other thoughts to come in, because our word is so vast. We're not going to talk about it in one session and get it all. We're not going to talk about it in one lifetime. It's going on at least 5,000+ years. The word of Yahweh is here, and we're still not getting it all. We have, as the example that was given to me, and I don't know who else was there, by Rabbi Gershom McDaniel, and his example was, if you go to the largest ocean, you take a spoon, and you put that spoon in the ocean, that's how much we know about the Most High, right? That's how much we know. And, you know, at the time, I think I was a new believer, so in your mind, you're like, all right, come on now. As I said, I believe, but I had a little doubt, to be honest. Right? Come on. But now, 20-plus years later, right, he absolutely right. You go, that little teeny spoon, that little spoon, and everybody's not even full. It could be a droplet for majority of the people. Because first of all, a lot of us thoughts of who the Creator was misconstrued, was not who he is, was not. And until, as we talked about in the last couple of weeks, it ain't until these last couple of years or this last year that the real relationship between me and Abba, have really blossomed, right, have become more of Abba and Ben, right? Abba and Son. And he came to me a while ago. I was introduced to him 22 years ago, I was introduced to him. But it ain't until at least 2 years ago that Abba and Ben have truly become that relationship, right? And you still have ups and downs in that, right? Still have that father-son relationship, that parent-child relationship where that child just sometimes hard-headed. Right? We are. But I am too. Now, I ain't going to jump off of me. Keep me on board. We are. We get off board. I am hard-headed at times. And he got to, as the scripture says, he chasing those he loves. Right? He got to bring us back. But if that parent-child relationship, that Abba Ben or that Abba Bat relationship that he had with us, that we all yearn for that. And as he sit down and talk to us, he gives us his truth, right? Little by little. Sometimes he just got to give us little spoonfuls. We can't just go ahead and eat this four-course meal. But a lot of our brothers and sisters, they want to jump in and they want to eat four-course meals. And they haven't even been able to digest just the milk of the word, but they want to eat four-course meals. And thinking they are eating four-course meals, right? But halal will feed you too. Satan will feed you too, family. So be careful when you want to eat a whole four-course meal at all times with Abba Yah. I don't care. You could be a 50-year veteran or 100-year veteran. He just ain't going to always give it to you. Bam, just like that. Okay, how long you been in there? He still got the, well, some of the truths that he gives us bits and pieces of it at a time. He ain't going to give it all of us. Bam, just like that. We wouldn't be able to handle it. We wouldn't be able to handle it. You know, and one of the thoughts that came up is, especially talking to a lot of the Hebrew Israelites, or not just those who coming into the faith, right? A lot of those people who come into the faith, not just those who call themselves Hebrew Israelites, but those who associate themselves as Hebrew Israelites. But then again, they don't want to be called Hebrew Israelites, right? They want the what everything the scriptures says about the Hebrew Israelites, but they don't want to be called or labeled as Hebrew Israelites. And for me, I'm on the opposite spectrum of that. And if you notice, that's the way Abba had brought me. He has brought me that way. And that's how I am hardwired that way, right? Because I didn't make myself like that. That's how he hardwired me, to be that one right there, that one who see what Hebrew Israelite is, what it means, right? Who is behind all of being an Hebrew Israelite, right? I don't care what chapter, what verse you're reading. For the most part, about a nation. For the word is built on a nation. Yes, and I got to get a disclaimer. I always got to get the disclaimer. Because somebody might say, all right, brother, we ain't just talking about the Hebrew Israelites, everybody. It's for everybody. I don't know how many times we got to give that disclaimer here on this station, but we know how the adversary think and man think, meaning man and female. We know how they think. We know how easy and quick thoughts slide in and take a person off the track of what you have been saying for the last 10, 15, 20, half hour to an hour. You have been saying that, but they heard one thing, and their mind was able to just flip off a track or jump straight off of the track. That's how we think. That's how people are. We all like that. One thing, and we off track. We was triggered to go the other way. Stand on track. Stand there. Right, and for the brothers and sisters who don't like that, right? And I equate it to looking at your own family, right? Looking at your own brothers and sisters, and even with our Israelite brothers out there who is making the name of Israel bad. They dragging it through the mud. They dragging the name of Israel through the mud. Newsflash, Israel have always done that. Israel have always dragged the Torah, the Mashiach, Abba. They have always done that. Now, and I'm so thankful for Abba Yah leading, our spiritual leader, Yahke El, to go the way he went. Because a lot of the stories, we touched and missed on some of them, right? But we never got in depth of what was really happening. Israel was terrible. I am the first to admit that. The name that was given to them, the honor that was given to them, and they dragged it through the mud. They took Abba, our father, and they dragged him through the mud. Terrible. I am the first to admit that. And one of the things that surprised me and hurt me at the same time when we went through the Torah, when the young king, 8 years old, I forgot his name, and we went through that, and Abba had us to go through that, and I found out that Israel had prostitute houses in their, in in our nation that will prostitute houses in our nation. Not just female, but male prostitutes. When I first started coming this way, I was listening to the camp. And you know how the camps would do. Israel is the most shiny, sparkling thing out there. So I'm listening to them, and when I went back and when it was read that we had male prostitutes, that we ate our own kids, that we sent our kids in the fire to Molech, that we did all these things, that crushed me. Break my heart, like, oh my goodness. It's like, we did that to Abba. We did that. Ate our kids. Sent our kids through the fire to Molech. Burnt our kids. Sacrificed our kids. All the foolishness and abominations that you hear about the other nations, Israel was doing in the nation, in Yerushalayim, in Jerusalem. Doing these things, partaking in them, these abominations. Right? Oh, for me, thinking that Israel was sparkly clean, like, goodness gracious, y'all wicked. Y'all, no, we are wicked. We are wicked, right? But for the most abominable thing that Israel have done, eating their own kids, not burning their kids in the fire, not having male prostitutes. The most abominable thing that Israel have done, they say it out their own mouths. Their leader said it out their mouths, had the people to chant it. We have no king but Caesar. That is the most abominable thing that Israel has done. That was like the straw that broke the camel back. For you, Israel, for us to reject the Mashiach. That was the straw that broke camel's back. Out of all the other things, yes, they are abominable. You have no king but Caesar. And you took the one that created us, our ancestors. And you took that and you threw it in a gutter. Matter of fact, you gave it to a barbaric nation. That's what you gave it to. You gave the word to a barbaric nation. That's what you did, Israel. Out of all that. So the name of Israel, for most, it's a disdain. It's a disdain. But here's the thing. Brother Shaul had to come back. This is, and for the tens of thousands to millions of Israelites, took that name, named it, right? Defiled it. The ones, the twos, the threes, the tens, the twenties, the uplifted, right? The Jeremiahs, the Moshes, right? And so on and so on and so on and so on and so on. The Deborah, the Judas, right? That gave honor to the name that was given to them, that brought honor and reverence to their father. Just like a family, right? We all got a family. Everybody has a black, what we call today, terminology come from the black sheep of the family, right? Listen to that. What we as the black people say, yeah, that's the black sheep of the family right there, right? The small little thing, where that come from? The black sheep of the family. What do they mean by the black sheep of the family? Because the pure sheep, I ain't even going to say white, look, and not that we racist there, but the pure sheep, right, is Yahushua. So we all can look at our family and say, whatever your family name, right? You got that one, my family had it. One brother in and out of prison all the time, breaking in his house, stealing, police bringing him home. Mother going to court once a month for him. I remember those days. Social workers at our house. You know, and the whole, the immediate family, the household family, but the surrounding family, everybody know, oh, Darius terrible. I didn't even see his name, but he terrible. Oh, my God. He back in prison again? Oh, wow. Everybody. All these people coming up in the hood. We don't call black sheep of the family. Right or wrong. Right or wrong. And you may have been that black sheep of the family. I was partly black sheep of the family. I hid a lot of my day. A lot. Matter, I was black sheep too. I just didn't get caught as much as Darius did. Right? Darius got caught all the time. If I look back, what I was doing, that would be considered a black sheep. I wasn't a upstanding citizen of the community. I was one of those tearing down the community, too, selling drugs in the community. So I was the black sheep of the family too, right? And for the Kelly name, I brought this thing. But my sister, Riley Metoyer, when she graduated, she brought honor to the name, right? She brought honor to the family name. And this Riley Metoyer of Ocala's when she graduated. So no different than the Israelites. We can't say that Abba did not give that name. We can't say that Abba didn't say in these last days Israel is going to rise up. We believe it, right? That's what he said. So that's prophecy. He prophesied about us. For me, I am prophecy. I'm part of that. One who lost his identity to this world. The one who are part of the curses that went with me everywhere I went. Nothing. We're going to read all that today. And we're going to go to the WEDA, and we'll be reading then also in the Apocrypha, the Book of Baruch. So if you have the Book of Baruch, you can find your Book of Baruch right now, or I'll read it for you anyway. We're going to read through some of these prophecies and see if you fit in them. If you say, I am a part of that prophecy too. I'm a part of what Abba prophesied. But again, we got to keep this. We got to remember the main topic of what Abba has given us, right, to society. And the question that went through the whole 5 weeks, what would you do to keep your enemies from the source of their power? What would you do? What would you do to keep them from coming to the prophecy said that was going to happen? And again, we know Israel's wicked, so we know and understand that there's only one-third. Are you a part of the one-third? I am. I am prophecy. I am prophecy. When I read in there, I read about my ancestors, good or bad. Abba didn't take none of that out and sugarcoat it for me. Or you. You take it out. Even our beloved, mighty king under Yahushua, David, Melech David, King David, right? He is Abba's beloved. Abba did not take what he did wrong. And when he sinned against him, he didn't say, you know what? Erase that. That's my boy right there. Us mothers know. Or about your daughter that just makes you proud. Talking to one of my coworkers today, he was so proud to say his son graduated summa cum laude, if I hope I'm saying it right, from junior high school, and how good he felt just to be there. And he understand how fathers don't be in their children's lives. That he was happy just to be there, and he got several awards. That's how I feel about us when we do right. That's my boy down there. Look at my son. Look at my daughter. Look at her. Let's take our mind back. Let's take our mind back to Book of Enoch, those who know about the Book of Enoch. And when all this filth is going on down in earth, who went Abba? Elohim and asked them, do you see what's going on down there? Israel, we have a Malachim that report to Abba Yah each and every day on us. And every day. So they converse about goodness, about when we do bad, about when we do good. They converse about us. We didn't read the story. Yahushua, Yahweh, do you see what's going on down there with man? So he looked. Imagination of man's heart is continually evil. I got to do something about that. We know the story. They looked. They conversed about what's going on. Love. He said that about Danael. You are greatly beloved. Greatly beloved. We talk about you up here. In other words, about you, Daniel. You're greatly beloved. It's like back the Dawid, though, David, when he took Bathsheba, had a man killed for his wife. No. Keep that in there. Keep that in the book. Keep that in there. But here's the thing about that. When we do wrong, Abba don't want us to have a forever shame. He don't want us to have that. Sincerely. Repent. Sincerely repent. Pray, fast, whatever you got to do. But try your best not to do it again. Even if you do it again, because he know you are. He know we are. He know we are. The word just man falls seven times. He uphold him with his right hand. You know, that's why. Right? He know we're going to fall. He know we're going to try our best. But are we one of those ones that say, I'm going to uphold that name. I'm going to bring honor to you, Father. Because the name ain't going nowhere. To be an Israelite is not going nowhere. It's not. It's not going nowhere. There's nothing that you can substitute with it. Because he ain't give you nothing to substitute with it. Until the new kingdom and new heaven comes. He named one thing that he gave you for us to substitute for that name. And what? That's what I called you? A believer? I called you yes, Wa'al. My family name. I believe in. Right or wrong? Well, we want to disassociate ourselves. I ain't disassociate myself. From my brother, no, when he came home, I loved him. Loved him. Hey, couldn't trust him in the house, right? For real. But I still loved him. Still wanted to be around him. Still ain't say, you know, I'm going to change my last name. You know, that Kelly name, boy, they know them Kelly kids. Like baby kids. Ain't no doubt. They bad. No. Now, there was one Kelly kid that was doing good, that brought honor to the name, as the many of our ancestors. And there's no one brought more honor to the name than Yahushua HaMashiach. Not one brought more honor to it. He came down and showed us what it truly means to be a Ibrit Yisraeli, one who has crossed over, right? One who came from the other side. To do what? We know. We know. Now, that is the ultimate one right there. That is the ultimate. Yahushua HaMashiach. And I miss that. I miss that Aubrey gave me and just talking. It'll come back, though. Hallelujah. I still ain't open up with my opening prayer. But it'll come back. That's all. I mean, not my opening prayer, my opening scripture has been our mantra since we've been doing this, and that's Psalms 149. We ain't going to forget that. We will not forget that. Praise Yahweh. Sing to Yahweh a new song. His praise in the assembly of the saints. Let Yisrael rejoice in him who made them. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises to him with tambourine and harp. For Yahweh takes pleasure in his people. He crowns the humble with salvation. Let the saints rejoice in honor. Let them sing for joy on their beds. May the high praises of Yah be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand to execute vengeance on the nations and punishment on the peoples, to bind the kings, their kings with chains and their nobles with feathers of iron. If he said it, I believe it. If he said it, I believe it. You're a man of his word, right? Right or wrong? If he said it, if we're reading it, he said it. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? Part of the prophecy that Abba has given, not Brother Ariel. Abba Yah has given this prophecy. I'm just reading his prophecy. I'm just going to accept that I'm a part of his prophecy. Amen? So let's get into, let's go through this journey real quick of I Am Prophecy and how I understand that. So let's go to Devarim 28. And we're only going to read three scriptures out of Devarim 28. That's 45 through 48. That's Deuteronomy 28, 45. 48. Now, listen to these prophecies, right? Listen to them. All these, I'm going to give a backdrop on that. I got to give a backdrop because somebody may not know. This is where the end of the 40-year journey with Israel through the wilderness, Moshe is giving his last speech. This is Moshe giving his last speech to Moses. He has came to the understanding that he has gained enough relationship with the Most High. When he speaks, it becomes word. And again, that's what that's what the thought was, because earlier this week I was talking to Ava in conversation with him, and it gave these brothers and sisters some firecrackers again. Excuse me, parents. Ooh, they gave our people some firecrackers. Why didn't they give up these, man? They let these firecrackers off for a whole year. And they ain't even the 4th of July yet. But the thought was asking them, because I believe it was Rabbi that said something about the power, and he's not no respecter of person. And I remember I'm talking to Abba about this last year, about the power. And the thought, and what was said, the way is in all of us. If the Ruach is in us, the power is in us, right? If you said it, do you believe it? The Ruach in you, the power in you. But this is what he said to me. Your heart has to be pure. The pureness of your heart. And I meditated on that since we talked about that, the pureness of your heart, for us to be able to activate the power that's already within us. But look at us, man. Let us look at all the trauma we have been through in this country as a people. We have been through a lot of trauma, a lot. Some within our own households, and even some trauma that was passed down from generation to generation. We've been here for at least 200 and 400 years with chattel slavery every bit of 200 plus years, right? Trauma that was passed down. I mean, you know, this thought came to me as how I got to watch post-traumatic slave syndrome today was, I don't know, but I ended up watching it. And that's what came out. That's like, yeah, we as a people, we have been traumatized, right? We have been through a lot of trauma. It has been passed down from generation to generation to generation. We have learned how to cope with it. One of the things she said in there is that we are resilient people. Because it would happen, what we have been through would have happened to any other race of people, they wouldn't have been here. So we are a resilient people, right? And I thought about what she said for a second. Just a small, small, small piece agreed for a second. No. We are washed over people. We are people that belong to the Most High Yah. That's the only reason why we survived what we've been through. It had nothing to do with our resilience as a people. Nothing to do with that. Just look at all the times we supposed to have been taken out of here. All the wars. Yep. Well, the Grecians came in. The Romans came in. He held that nation together. Why? Because he had a point to prove. He had to show something. He had his son to bring through. So he held that nation together again. Prophecy. Oh, today, he has never pointed to. I said, they're going to rise back up. I said that they're going to come to know who I am. We ain't got nothing to do with our resiliency. Or nothing to do with us as a people. It's because he made a promise to Abraham. It's Father Abraham. We riding the coattail of Father Abraham right now, Israel. We riding his coattail because of how he was, his faith with the Most High. We still riding that coattail of Father Abraham, right? I'll get back into it, but purity of heart is when we become purity of heart is when we will be able to manifest the powers that he gives us, the powers that come with the Spirit, the gift that comes with the Spirit, but it comes with purity of heart. You can't just be getting angry at any old thing and you got that type of power. You just can't let anything trigger you. Just imagine that, though, because I'll tell you, if you're like me, I started thinking, what you mean by the purity of heart, Abba? You know, I start asking questions, answer them for you. Yeah, man, somebody cut you off, you're mad. What happens if you got that type of power within you? That your emotions then ran over that quick. And you done destroyed somebody who may be late for work and not in their right mind, just rushing. Purity of heart. You understand what I'm saying? You understand? That purity of heart, when you're able to see the rest of mankind like Yahushua seen. No lane. None of that. So, and I started thinking about Brother Shaul and the rest of the brothers that and sisters that had that purity of heart, that was able to work the gifts of the Spirit, right? I'm a long way off, to be honest. I got to be honest with y'all. I'm a long way off from that. But to help Abiyah, pray for me. before I die. My heart will be pure. And we talking about the healing of a nation. And that was another thing. When the scripture says, you call an elder, and the elders go lay hands on them. People. How you going to call an elder and when the people ain't got faith in the elder, and the elder got things against the people? They got some baggage they carrying against the people, right? But that's word. We read it before. If you said it, I believe it. Word. Call the elders and let them lay hands on people. Let them heal. And that's another thing. Why I do what I do. Because I know and I understand that Israel is very sick. Mentally, spiritually, and a lot of other things. We are very sick. And I want to heal Israel. I want to help heal Israel. Want to be that one of those ones that Abba uses to heal. Let me heal somebody. Just talking to people on a daily basis, the burdens that burden down on us. The things that's happening to people on a daily, especially within this last year and a half. I mean, people paying attention to the mental faculties of people in this last year and a half. Woo! Has risen up at least 100%. Has risen, especially in young adults and adolescents, especially in those. The mental has been stressed and warped. Allah has been attacking big time. Let's get back into this. All these curses will come on you and will pursue you and overtake you until you are destroyed. Because you, hold up, that's the word I was looking for. Pursue you, Israel. He's talking to Israel right now. He just say, all right, once you move here from out of West Baltimore, you done move to Cherry Hill. All right, you good. You out of the land. You out of the where you grew up, your neighborhood. All right, well, you gonna move over there to Europe. Hey, you good. You done moved out of the land. No, he didn't say that. We can go and we can find a multitude of nations that have some of these curses. I was just in Mexico, right? They dirt poor over there. They poor. Poverty, big time. But you know, that ain't nobody really walking around in sad faces over there. I understand they poor, but ain't no sad faces I saw. They're poor. But one of the things, when you read into the curses, when you go from Deborah, starting at verse 15 all the way down to 68, is he said you won't have your own land. They got their own land over there. They living in their own country. They are not being occupied or not kicked out of their country, although they have one of the curses. Or several curses can point to them. But when let me finish reading. Until you are destroyed, because you didn't listen to Yahweh, your mighty one, voice, to keep his commandments and statutes which he commanded you, they will be a sign and for a wonder to you and to your offspring forever. What do you mean by that? That's going to be a sign and a wonder to us. Is he actually saying that this is how I'm going to identify y'all? This is how y'all going to come to know, to be able to identify yourselves? If this is a hint for us in the scriptures, if this is one of those clues that we find that the Ruach lead us to so we can identify Israel, one of the multitude of ways that he said, I must identify y'all. I believe that. Because he said, this will be a sign on you, a marker. Mocking you. Not for his sake, for our sake. No. Oh, okay. Past 600,000 years, whatever he said in Deuteronomy, been following that group of people right there. Whatever he said has followed them wherever they went. See, a sign and for a wonder to you and your offspring, because you didn't serve Yahweh, your mighty one, with joyfulness and with gladness of heart by reason of the abundance of all things. Therefore, you will serve your enemies whom Yahweh sends against you in hunger, in thirst, in nakedness, in lack of all things. He will put an iron of yoke on your neck till he destroyed you. Let's go to one more. One more. Before we get into the book of Baruch. And that is Jeremiah. And we're only going to read one verse out of it, Jeremiah 17:4. That's Jeremiah 17:4. Who don't know. You, even of yourself, will discontinue from your heritage that I gave you. I will cause you to serve your enemies in the land which you didn't know. For you have kindled a fire in my anger which will burn forever. I am prophecy, part of that prophecy. That was my ancestor. That was us. Just 22 years ago, I didn't know. And it took 10 years for me to really start paying attention to what the brother was saying. For the 22 years, that is. Because we had a brother. Abraham, he had one Clanton. Brother named Kenny. Down in the hospital. Planting seeds that we are the children of Israel, but hey, now I don't believe that. Come on, now you crazy. What? Children of Israel? First of all, who's that? Right? Who's the children of Israel? What are they? Right? All I knew was a Christian or a Muslim. That's all I knew. I ain't know nothing else. You come with some children of Israel. What is that? Right? But he was able to articulate it. So he was able to grab out here, me and Brother Mariel, and another brother that he would talk to all the time. So he planted. Then Brother Ahava bought it, and Yahweh gave the increase. So I was a part of that prophecy. Just a short 20, 30 years ago, I didn't know who I was or whose I was. I thought J.C. was my savior, although I wasn't serving him, but I knew of J.C. would go to church every now and then. But I was sent that brother to plant, Harvell to water, and he gave the increase. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But the prophecy I just read, I didn't know who I was. So I lost that. So I am prophecy. Now we're going to be in the book of Baruch throughout the rest of the Latin family. If you have the book of Baruch, and you'll know where the first one we're reading in the book of Baruch is 1:17, chapter 1, I mean, first chapter, verse 17 to 22. And it's a multitude of scriptures we could have went through. A multitude of scriptures to say or talk about our prophecies. But this is the way I would say it go. Keep it simple, right? Keep it real simple. For that we have sinned before Yahweh. This is the letter that the elders is getting together and they're giving it to Baruch and trying to give it to Baruch to read it. Or give it to one of the priests to read if you go back and start at the beginning. For we have sinned before Yahweh and disobeyed him and have not listened to the voice of Yahweh our master, to walk in the commandments of Yahweh that he has set before us since the day that Yahweh brought our fathers out of the land of Egypt to this present day. That's Israel. Still, till this present day, is not obeying Yahweh. To this present day, we have been disobedient to Yahweh, Almighty One, and we have dealt unwisely in not listening to his voice. Wherefore, plagues have cleaved to us, and the curse which Yahweh commanded Moses and his servant to pronounce in the day that he brought our fathers out of the land of Egypt to give us a land that flowed with milk and honey, and still to this day, the curses follow us. Still to this day. Still. Matter of fact, let me go back up to the beginning part of that verse. Wherefore, the plagues cleave to us and the curse. The plagues cleave to us, Israel. Nevertheless, we didn't listen to the voice of our mighty one, Yahweh, according to all the words of the prophets whom he sent to us. But we walked every man in the imagination of his own wicked heart to serve strange gods and to do that which is evil in the sight of Yahweh, our mighty one. Right? Your brother Aviyah was in that. I was a part of that prophet. I just said I didn't know Yahweh. I didn't know him. I thought JC was the Savior. Even thought about being a Muslim for a moment. Brother almost had me going to Juma. Almost had me. What do you say? What do you say in the curses? Y'all going to serve God the wood? Because I didn't know him. I ain't know him or who I was. Let's move on, family. Let's move on to Baruch 2, starting at 30 to 33. For I know that, now this is Abba Yah speaking, family, and those who's on here and following the storyline that I was bringing up. For I know, this is the Creator, this is the Most High. For I know that they will not hear me, because it is a stiff-necked people. But in the land of their captivity, they shall take it to heart. Get a hallelujah if that's speaking to you. Did you take it to heart? The land that we're living in now, our captivity. Did you take it to heart? Prophecy. Are you part of the prophecy that Abba told us? Did it come to mind? Did you start thinking about it? Did you start searching? Did you start going through his word? Did you start talking to him? Did you ask him a question? Am I yours, Abba? Part of the nation that you talked about in your word, because I have. Yes, I was different. Like I just told you, I was a black sheep of the family, one of them. My two boys was bad, and the only reason why Cliff probably wasn't bad, because he was living with my grandmother, and he went to church every Sunday. He probably still was bad, too, though, but you know. That's a different bad. He wasn't serving Yahweh, so yes, he still was bad too. And shall know that I am Yahweh, their mighty one, and I will give them a heart and ears to hear. Did it not give it to you? Give you a heart and ears to hear him. Not any other these false deities. Did Yahweh give you a heart to hear him and decided to do on your own? decide that. He did not decide that. He gave it to us. And they shall praise me in the land of their captivity and think upon my name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If it said it, I believe it. Abba Yah. We in the land of our captivity. Free Juneteenth ain't free nobody. Turn from their stiff neck and from their wicked deeds, for they shall remember the ways of their fathers, which sinned before Yahweh. Huh? Remember, Rabbi Yaki Elfan, that you got to go back, right? And all the things that you did before you came to Abba, you got to ask for repentance. You got to ask Abba to forgive you for that. When you come to the knowledge of understanding, of fornicating and all this other foolishness that we have done, all this sin that we have done, so we got to go back. We got to make amends for that. Not only that, amend and pray for our ancestors. Because he just said that. That's what he said. That's what Abba said. Yahweh Abba, he's quoting Abba. He said, remember what your ancestors did. Pray for them. Pray, ask them for forgiveness. Abba, forgive us. Forgive our fathers, our mothers, those who sinned against you. Allow me to bring honor to your name. Let's move on to 3, fam. We're gonna read this out. We're going 3, 4, and 5. We just keep it simple tonight, standing in the book of Ruth. O Yahweh, Almighty, you mighty one of Israel, the soul in anguish, the troubled spirit cries to you. Hear, O Yahweh, and have mercy, for you have a merciful, for you are a merciful Elohim. Yes, have mercy upon us, because we have sinned before you. For you sit as king forever, and we praise, we perish evermore. O Yahweh Almighty, you, Elohim of Israel, hear now the prayer of the dead Israelites, children of them which were sinners before you, that didn't listen to the voice of you, their mighty one. For the which causes these plagues cleave to us. Remember not the iniquities of our fathers, but remember your power and your name. Now at this time, for you are Yahweh, our mighty one, and you, O Yahweh, we will praise. For this cause you have put your fear in our hearts, to the intent that we should call upon your name, and we will praise you in our captivity. For we have called to mind all the iniquity of our fathers that sinned before you. Behold, we are yet this day in our captivity, where you have scattered us for a reproach and a curse, and to be subject to penalty according to the iniquities of our fathers, which departed from the most, from Yahweh, Almighty One. Hear, O Israel, the commandments of life. Give ear to understand wisdom. How is it, O Israel, that you are in your enemy's land, that you have become old in a strange country, that you are defiled with the dead, that you are counted with those who go down into the grave? You have forsaken the fountain of wisdom, for if you have in the way of Yah, you should have dwelled in Shalom forever. Learn, where is wisdom? Where is strength? Where is understanding, that you may know where is length of days and life? Where is the light of the eyes and Shalom? Who has found out her place, and who has come into her treasures? Where are the princes of the heathen and such as rule the beasts, that are upon the earth. Those who had their pastime with fowls of the air, and those who hoarded up silver and gold, wherein men trust, and whose getting there is no end. There is no end, excuse me. For those who wrought in silver and were so careful, and whose work are past finding out. They are vanished and gone down to the grave, and others are come up in their stead. Younger men have seen the light and live upon the earth, but the way of knowledge have they not known. Amen. Neither understood they the past thereof, neither have their children laid hold of it. They are far off from their way. It has not been heard of in Canaan, neither has it been seen in Timnah. The sons also of Agar that seek understanding, which are in the land, the merchants of Merin and Timnah, and the authors of fables, and the searchers out of all of understanding, none of these have known the way of wisdom or remembered her past. Hallelujah. O Israel, how great is the house of Yahweh, and how large is the place of his possession. Great and has none end. High and unmeasurable, there were the giants born that was famous of old, great of stature and expert in war. Yah didn't choose these, nor did he give the way of knowledge to them. So they perished because they had no wisdom. They perished through our own foolishness. Who has gone up into heaven and taken her and brought her down from the clouds? Who has gone over the sea and found her and will bring her to for choice gold? There is none that knows her way, nor any that comprehends her path. But he that knows all things knows her. He found her out with his understanding. He that prepares the earth forevermore has filled it with four-footed beasts. He that sends forth the light and it goes, he calls it, and it obeys him with fear. Shine in their watches and were glad. When he called them, they said, here we be. They shine with gladness to him that made them. This is our mighty one. There shall none other be accounted of in comparison of him. Hallelujah. Crown out all the ways of knowledge and have given it to Yaakov, his servant, and to Yisrael, that is beloved of him. And afterward did she appear upon earth, which was conversant with men. Who is this? Yahushua HaMashiach. Who went up there and brought it down for us? That's who walked on the sea for us. Yahushua HaMashiach. Poor family. This is the book of the commandments of Yah and the Torah that endures forever. All those who hold it fast are appointed to life, but such as leave it shall die. Turn you, O Yaakov, and take hold of it. Walk towards her, shining in the presence of the light thereof. Give not your glory to another, nor things that are profitable to you, to a strange nation. O Israel, happy are we, for the things that are pleasing to Yah are made known to us. Hallelujah. Be of good cheer, my people, the memorial of Yisrael. You were sold to the nations, but not for destruction, because you moved Yah to wrath. You were delivered to your adversary, for you provoked him that made you by sacrificing the demons and not Yah, not to Yah. Amen. That's prophecy. I was a part of that. You forgot the everlasting Yah, the everlasting mighty one, excuse me, that brought you up. You grieved also Jerusalem, that nursed you. For she saw the wrath that has come upon you from Yah and said, listen, you woman that dwell about Zion, for Yah have brought upon me great mourning. For I have seen the captivity of my sons and daughters, which the everlasting has brought upon them. For with joy did I nourish them, but sent them away with weeping and mourning. Let no man rejoice over me, a widow and forsaken of many. For the sins of my children am I left desolate, because they turned away from the Torah of Yah and had no regard to his statutes. Neither walked they in the ways of Elohim's commandments, nor trod in the path of discipline in his righteousness. Let those who dwell about Zion come and remember you, the captivity of my sons and daughters, which the everlasting have brought upon them. For he hath brought a nation upon them from far, a shameless nation, and of a strange language, who neither reverence old men nor pity child, any, and that they have carried away the dear beloved sons of the widow, and left her that was alone desolate of her daughters. But I, what can I help you? For he that brought these plagues upon you will deliver you from the hand of your enemies. If he said it, I believe it. Go your way, O my children. Go your way, for I am left desolate. I have put off the garment of Shalom and put upon me the sackcloth of my petition. I will cry to the everlasting as long as I live. Be of good cheer, O my children. Cry to Yah, and he shall deliver you from the power and the hand of your enemies. For I have trusted in the everlasting that he will save you. And joy is come to me from the Holy One because of the mercy which shall soon come to you from the everlasting, your Savior. Hallelujah. For I sent you out with mourning and weeping, but Elohim will give you to me again with joy and gladness forever. For like as now, those who dwell about Zion have seen your captivity, so shall they see shortly your salvation from Almighty One, which shall come upon you with great glory and brightness of the everlasting. My children, hold on, let's go there. Let's stop right there for a minute. I'm going to get back to it. He says, with great, great, great glory and brightness. We're light. So we in captivity, but right now we being lights to this captivity. They looking at us strange because we ain't acting like the rest of the world. We are a menace to what they believe and what they uphold because we don't. We know and we believe what Yahushua said to us, to our forefathers. Know if they hate me, they're going to hate you too because you don't belong to this world. That great joy, that glory, and that brightness he's talking about, that light that shines within us, the Torah, Yahushua. My children, suffer patiently the wrath that is to come upon you from Yah. For your enemies have persecuted you, but shortly shall see his destruction. You shall see his destruction and shall tread upon their necks. My delicate ones have gone rough ways. They were taken away as a flock carried off by the enemy. Be of good cheer, O my children, and cry to Yah, for you shall be remembered of him that has brought these things upon you. For as it was your mind to go astray from Yah, so return and seek him 10 times more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that goes with any sin that we're doing. Anything that we are putting a blockage between us and our Yah. Repent 10 times more. Go hard. Stay humbled to our Yah. Right? For he that brought these plagues upon you shall bring you everlasting joy again with your salvation. Be of good cheer, O Jerusalem, for he that called you by name will comfort you. Miserable are those who afflict you and rejoice at your fall. Miserable are the cities which your children serve. Miserable is she that received your son. For as she rejoiced at your fall and was glad of your ruin, so shall be grieved. She shall be grieved for her own desolation. And I will take away her exaltation and her great multitude, and her boasting shall be turned into mourning. For fire shall come upon her from the everlasting, long to endure, and she shall be inhabited of devils for a great time. O Jerusalem, look about you toward the east, and behold the joy that comes to you from Yah. Behold, your sons come, whom you sent away. They come gathered together from the east to the west at the word of the Holy One, rejoicing in the glory of Yah. Five family, put off, O Jerusalem, the garment of your mourning and affliction, and put on the beauty of the glory that comes from Yahweh forever. Cast about you the robe of righteousness which comes from Yah. Set a diadem on your head of the glory of the everlasting. For Yah will show your brightness to everyone reigning under heaven. All the nations, family, all the nations, he's saying, your light shall shine. For your name shall be called of Yah forever, the shalom of the righteousness, and the glory of goodness, godliness, excuse me. Arise, O Jerusalem, and stand up the height, and look about you toward the east, and behold your children gathered from going down of the sun to the rising thereof at the word of the Holy One, rejoicing that Yah has remembered them. If he said it, I believe it. For they went from you on foot, being led away of their enemies, but Yah brings them to you, borne on high with glory as on the royal throne. Hallelujah. For Yah, every high mountain and the everlasting hills should be made low, and the valleys filled up, to make plain the ground, that Israel may go safely in the glory of Yah. Moreover, the woods and every sweet-smelling tree have overshadowed Israel by the commandment of Yah. For Yah shall lead Israel with joy into light, into the light of his glory, with the mercy and righteousness that comes from him. Hallelujah. With Yahushua HaMashiach, he is the light. He is our mercy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am prophet. I am that. When I read in the word, I see my answer. When I read in the word, I see myself. Prayfully, you got something out of this tonight, Yisrael. Prayfully that you saw that you are prophecy. Even if you did not believe or understand that your ancestors were Israel. Even if they were Israel, you're still a part of the prophecy, because he said then the nations, the Gentiles, shall be brought into our nation too. So you're still a part of prophecy, regardless if you're homeborn or not. Right or wrong, we all will be Yisrael when Yahushua cracks the sky. We all shall change in the twinkling of an eye. We all shall rise in the twinkling of an eye. Scripture says, whether we dead or alive. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is the end of our blog tonight, family. We're going to end with the benediction and closing prayer. We're going to go on out, and I'm going to bid y'all shalom. Shabbat shalom at that. To the door of Shabbat. We are well in the Shabbat right now. Blessed are you, Yahushua, shield of Abraham. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who resuscitates the dead. Blessed are you, Yahushua, the holy power. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who sanctifies the Shabbat. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who restores the present to the young. Blessed are you, Yahushua, the beneficent one. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who blesses Israel with shalom. Hallelujah. 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 Toda Abba Yah for your word. Thank you, Abba Yah, for using me to come to me and talk to your people, Father, to give your people hope, to continue to bring them up and out, Abba Yah, to straighten out the crooked places, Abba Yah, to heal those who are broken in heart, Father. Continue to heal our nation, Father. Continue to keep us from that old adversary, Father, the devil, Father. Continue to hedge us up, Father. In fact, Abba Yah, give us that strength, Father. Let us become pure in our walk, Father. Let our hearts and our minds become pure, Father, so we can activate the powers, the gifts that is a part of your reward, Father. In Yahushua's holy and precious name I pray. Amen. Shabbat shalom, Yisrael. Shabbat shalom.
Ma tovu, ma tovu. Ma tovu, ma tovu. Oh, Alecha Yaakov. Oh, Alecha Yaakov. Mishkenotecha Yisrael. Mishkenotecha Yisrael. Matovu, matovu,
matovu, matovu.
Hallelujah.